How can you experience joy in every season? That's the topic of the 17th annual Kinship Radio Day for Women on Saturday, May 2nd in Mankato. And we're thrilled to have Laura Story as our special guest this year. I happen to have Laura on the phone right now. Laura, it's great to have you here.
Well, thanks, Beth.
So tell me in a nutshell, who exactly is Laura Story?
So I am a Bible teacher and a songwriter. I work at a church right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and I've been here for over 20 years. But my favorite jobs, I get to be the wife to Martin and then mom to four little kids aging from about 13 to 8. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Definitely enough there to keep you busy. Now, not everybody knows your story, Laura. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you've had to walk through some tough stuff?
Yes. Within the first 2 years of Martin and I being married, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, which is obviously not what you expect about your kind of newlywed years. And so it was a challenge then, and it still is a challenge now, as his tumor kind of resulted in a brain injury. And so he lives life with a vision deficit and a memory deficit. So life looks very different than we expected, but also just kind of different than what other people's marriage and family looks like. But we are learning that even when the story doesn't look like we expect it to, it doesn't mean that God is any less good or any less faithful. So we're learning how to trust him, even as he's writing this story a little bit differently than we thought.
Laura, that had to have changed your perspective of God.
Absolutely, yeah. It really, I grew up in the church, and I grew up believing all these things to be true about the Lord, you know, that he is faithful, that he is all good and all loving, and that he is healer and miracle worker, and, you know, and it wasn't until we began to walk through these things with Martin's help that I think those things were tested. Sometimes we second guess ourselves and like, okay, did I get this whole thing wrong? You know, maybe God doesn't exist. Maybe God isn't good. But one thing that's been really helpful for me is when I look to the scriptures, I see that these moments of, I'll maybe call them like shaky faith, that it's just as much a part of the Christian experience as when we have those mountaintop moments. What I've been learning more than anything is how to continue to trust him and step forward in faith, you know, faith being, you know, this thing that I believe in that I can't necessarily see right now. So I think that's a good thing for for any believer to be reminded of, that God, he's not surprised by our doubts and our moments of questioning. But as long as our questioning is directed towards him rather than walking away from him.
Our theme for this year's Day for Women is joy in every season. And I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure where we came up with that. Was your story the inspiration for this year's conference theme?
I think it might have.
Okay.
Because this is something that I love talking to women about. You know, it's easy to say, man, if only I was in this particular season, my life would be easier and I'd have more joy. You know, if I had a nicer house, or if I had a better job, or if I had, you know, this or that, or if my, you know, I hear it oftentimes, you know, if I could only get married, I'd have more joy. And then they get married. If I could only have kids, I'll have more joy. You're just wishing for the next season. But joy is something that we can have in every season if we have Jesus, who is the author of joy. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about, and kind of how can you live that out practically.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to hearing what you have to share at the Kinship Radio Day for Women. Laura Story, thank you so much for being here with me today. It's been great to talk with you.
Oh, thanks again.
And don't forget, tickets for this year's Kinship Radio Day for Women go on sale on Monday, April 6th at 8 a.m. You can check out all the details and register starting Monday at kinshipradio.org.